really only have one other order of business that we need to take care of, and that is to name the Medina County Gazette Player of the Game. Brought to you by the Medina County Gazette. The Gazette delivers news that matters. Get the Medina Gazette. Matt Douglas, you and I talked about this a little bit, and I am in complete agreement with you. So you have the honors. Go ahead and name the Medina County Gazette Player of the Game.
All right. For those who are listening, no, there's not a whole lot of question to this one. We said his name a whole lot. In fact, three times we said it when he crossed the end zone line. It is Trevor Tomey. Sets a new school record, 21 touchdowns in a regular season. He's going to add to that as they have more action to come next week. But 89 yards rushing. It wasn't a huge game by Trevor Tomey by any means, and not even the biggest one I think he's played here on WEOL or the radio or on WEOL.com,
nope.
Streams 2 or 3. But you know what? It was the game that he needed for them to get Brookside past Brookside. If not for his first touchdown run, I know it's only 5 yards into the end zone, but if Brookside comes up with a stop somehow, some way on that play, I think all the momentum goes the way of the Cardinals, and I don't know that they get stopped on another score. And there's many ways you can go about a game, but his first score was big, his second one I think bigger, and his third in the game just put the lid on the coffin.
Absolutely. But anytime you name a guy like Trevor Tomey the player of the game, and you're absolutely right, this is a guy that just broke the single-season touchdown record for the Buckeye Bucks. Anytime you name a guy like Trevor Tomey, who is mostly a runner, as the player of the game, you also have to talk about these gentlemen. Hunter Gray, left tackle. Yeah. Brad Calta, left guard. Jack Schroeder, center. Jalen Brock, right guard. Bruce Barnby, right tackle. Even some of the backups. Jarrett Yeoman, Dominic Criz, Bailey Gundling. Those guys all up on the offensive line. And then we talk about this guy. We talk about this guy a lot. Kyle Severko. He is the starting running back for the team, but rarely does he actually carry the ball. He only had 5 carries coming into the year, and he didn't have one tonight. But those guys opened those holes, and they did a lot of work to make sure that when Trevor Tomey got the ball, he had holes to run through. So a big shout-out goes to those big boys up front, the offensive line, and I think another shout-out has to go to the defense of the Buckeye Bucks because they just pitched another shutout on the year. And that makes it 4 shutouts for them out of 10 games where they didn't allow any points. They only allowed 7 points per game this season, and tonight that average went down. So another big shout-out goes to the Buckeye Bucks defense because we talk so much about this
offense. From Kyle, that was a
you've got a ball-hawking defense out there. They came up with several turnovers, and those big boys up front again made some great plays to disrupt Brookside and get in the Cardinals' backfield and make it just uncomfortable for them all game long.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams you talk about, maybe one or two players, particularly in high school football, but with this Buckeye team, as good as they are, as much as we talk about Trevor Tomey, I mean, it really is the epitome of team that they display on the field, and I think we saw it again here tonight.